Brother Holman watched the chubby figure ambling off to the east wall.
Our young Boggle looks as if a barrel of October ale just fell on his head. He's evidently smitten with Miss Fwirl.
Craggers shook her great striped head in wonderment.
Young Broggle, eh? Who'd have ever thought it?
Gundil gave a deep bass chuckle.
That looking like his stomach be full of butterflies and his head be full of bumblebees.
Mira spoke up in defence of the assistant cook.
Now just stop that talk, please. I won't have Broggle made fun of, poor creature. It's obvious he thinks a lot of Fwirl, so let's not do anything to embarrass either of them.
Friar Bob bowed his head courteously to the otter maid.
Thank you, Mira. That was kindly said. I knew that Broggle was visiting the squirrel maid. I've known it for a while now. But I never told any beast lest they made fun of him. I've practically reared Broggle, and he's a hard worker loyal to our abbey. If he were my son, I couldn't think more of him.
Craig held a paw to her mouth.
Shh! I hear him coming back.
Broggle marched up with a jaunty swagger.
I spoke to Fwirl, and she's agreed to help us.
Brother Holman looked about and spread his paws wide.
Thank you, Broggle, but where is she?
The tubby squirrel folded his paws and smirked.
Up in the ash tree. Where did you expect her to be?
Craig gave an involuntary start. She took Broggle's paw.
Just a moment, sir. I never heard a thing. To do as you say, she'd have had to dash round to the west wall, scale it, and come up behind us so silently that we didn't hear. Then she'd have to climb that tree without us even seeing her.
Broggle winked at them and nudged Craigor.
Well, you said you wanted a good tree, Whiffler. Fwirl, would you like to come down and meet my friends?
Fwirl was not just pretty. She was startlingly beautiful, with huge almond eyes, dainty paws, snow-white teeth, and a curling red-gold tail unlike that of any squirrel Mira had ever seen. She was clad in a short belted tunic of soft green. Mira welcomed her with an outstretched paw.
Well, hello, Fwirl. You must be the champion tree whiffler of all Mossflower.
Fwirl's smile lit up the bright summer day even more.
Ha ha! You've been listening to Broggle. He's told me all about you. I feel as though I know you all. How can I help you? I do climb a bit.
Craig ran a paw over Fwirl's perfect features.
That's what I like to hear, a squirrel who doesn't beat about the bush. We've examined the ash tree and the ground around it as far as we can, Fwirl. But I think whatever we're after is much higher than the trunk. Could you take a look up in the boughs and foliage for us? 'Twould be a great help.